serious.
Mandisa, good morning. Perfect song for the WIB Wake Up Show early on here. 46 degrees, climbing a couple just in the last 15 minutes on this Tuesday, May 17th. Best 5 minutes of the day. Our friend Jason Cann's the other end of the phone here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Did the end of that song say, man, you morning people?
Yes. Yeah. It was Mandisa.
That's
and one of
beautiful.
Her... Right. It's kind of one of these celebratory good morning songs, which works out good for morning radio, but yeah.
For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got all sorts of, we call them drops in the business. And so I've got special ones for Monday, and then I've got other ones for Friday, and then there's other ones, just the full range of, for instance, I don't know, this might be somebody right here. This could be...
Okay, not a morning person. I get it.
Yeah, you know, so it's just other people are. So, anyhow.
Sure, right, yeah.
Here's one
like
more.
Like I am.
Oh, you are a morning person. Absolutely you are.
I am, yeah.
Yeah. So, the brightness of the day, the new day here. Well, I'm kind of eager to get into 1 Corinthians 13, but there's always other things. I should say, reading before bed to my wife last night, a little paperback that is just dynamite, and I can't help but think of you. In fact, I got it from you because you were cleaning out your book collection, but The Freedom of Self-Forgetfulness by Tim Keller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Such a good book. I haven't read that one for a few years, but it's so good.
It is because it's dynamite in just this little tiny paperback. But he takes a piece of scripture like from 1 Corinthians and just unpacks, you know, it's one of the better books on, you know, dealing with pride and humility, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. So that book actually started, it was just a sermon and they decided to put it into a booklet and, and then there are people like me who buy a dozen at a time to give them away because they're so good.
I was having the same thought. I'm like, wow, I want to hand this out in my family and beyond. It is excellent. Yeah. And Marcy in O'Galley yesterday was following up. She's like, what was the book you and Jason were talking? She says, I like to get the books that you guys talk about because we probably do talk a fair amount of books. And so yesterday it was Henry Nouwen Following Jesus, which again, I think that was also, you know, he died in 96, but that was posthumously put together here recently from some messages that he gave. So, yeah.
Right. Yep. It's good stuff when we have the access to those sorts of things.
That is often the case with pastors. I mean, you can basically take sermons and put them in. I remember one of the more memorable series I ever heard was Stuart Briscoe. I've hardly ever heard anybody preach on the minor prophets. He did a whole series, 12 weeks, each different week on a different minor prophet. He called it Taking God Seriously. It's an excellent book. So, anyhow.
Huh.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Right? I mean, how often have you heard people touch on the minor prophet? A lot of times.
Not too often. Right. Yeah.
Kind of leave that alone. But as one individual said recently, take Jesus with you. You know, that's probably a good idea. So. Always a good idea. So, all right, 1 Corinthians 13, 4, what does it say?
Are we at 4 today?
I thought we were. I thought we did 2 and 3.
Okay. All right. So 4 says, love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud.
Uh-huh. And in Letters to the Beloved, Jason's devotional commentary, he says, what then is love? I want you to love in the manner of Jesus, be patient. Do not get irritated when others are not going at your pace or following your plan. Be kind. There's so much biting hatred in the world, and even my church, it should not be that way. Treat people as my image bearers. A life of love is radically other-centered. Do not smolder with desire over what other people have. Be glad for them. Do not put yourself on a pedestal. There's no wisdom in telling others how wonderful you are. Arrogance and narcissism are the opposite of humility and love.
And once again, things seem to come together.
Uh-huh.
We didn't plan that, talking about the Tim Keller book. But again, the idea of, at the beginning of the Tim Keller book, he talks about this idea of hubris and this person.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, it was like some dating profile about how amazing he was. And really, the scripture calls us to other-centeredness. It calls us to humility. And that can be challenging, I think, at times. But when we begin to view others as created in the image of God, maybe it changes our perspective toward them.
One of the things that concerns me, though, is and it sort of makes me stand amazed, is that all of a sudden, I think when we can have some of these theological dialogues, be it on social media or even on YouTube, back and forth, and it seems like all of a sudden there's like team love, and I'm not sure, and the other side is more like doctrinal correctness in their view, and they say, oh, that's the side that, do you know what I mean? Do you know at all what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Doesn't that floor you? I mean, that just seems, shouldn't, how are Christians not on team love?
Well, you know, I think that being on team love reflects the manner of Jesus and reflects the heart of the Gospels.
Yeah.
Reflects the heart of the Bible. You know, I think, and maybe rightly, people can get concerned that the idea of love can be some squishy concept. But, man, it's the most powerful force in the universe.
I mean...
And,
is God not love or not? Last night when we prayed for Timor Gafrica, I got to pray at the beginning, the board meeting, and I was just like, and these words came out of my mouth that I hadn't said before. I'm like, God, you're beyond love. You're beyond goodness. I mean, I'm just coming.
Yeah.
We struggle, right? You probably did in doing this book, trying to come up with the words that describe.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. All yeah. Right. And I think that's where we got to keep landing or seeking to land.
Amen. All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Same bat time, 5:45 in the morning, same bat channel.
Well, past or present, many of us enjoy seeing some of these shows about police officers, firefighters, and the like, and appropriately so, shown on the big screen or the TV screen as heroes, but in real life, some heroes were honored recently by President Biden, where some of these things, it blows me away, Havel, that some of these are real and you think, man, they couldn't have scripted a heroic action like this any better if it were for TV, and yet these things actually happened. Huh. President Biden recently awarded the Medal of Valor to 9 police officers and 6 firefighters. That was just yesterday. 2 of the recipients had died in the line of duty. The ceremony was held at the White House, and these are just a few of those who were honored.
Yeah, some amazing stories. Late firefighter Jared Lloyd of Spring Valley, New York, who died after evacuating, get this, 112 residents of a burning nursing home. Wow.
Wow. Firefighter Chad Titus, Stamford, Connecticut, dove into freezing water during a blizzard to rescue 2 people trapped in a sinking truck.
Yeah, another story. A New York City firefighter, Abraham Abe Miller, who rappelled down the roof of a burning building to rescue a girl.
Of a burning building did that. One more, Officer Dalton Storm Rushing of Perry County, Ohio. The sheriff's office plunged into a frozen lake to rescue a person who had fallen through the ice. Just some of the Medal of Valor recipients. And when we think about these who've given that oath to protect and serve, and I think... in our community, too, in Chippewa Falls, hearing from Chief Kelm about how his officers responded in the days after what happened to Lily Peters and the number of hours that were just given. No one was asked to work extra. They just did it hour after hour after hour. And so, again, in our small way, to those who protect, to those who serve, our police officers, our firefighters, sheriff's department, again, so many EMS, thank you. You are heroes in our eyes.
Tuesday trivia, chance to win.
Yes, indeed. We have one final $20 gift certificate for Sammy's Pizza in Eau Claire. It expires end of the month, so you have an excuse to go get pizza soon. We want to give that to you. $20 for Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire. Tuesday trivia, it's a TV show Tuesday trivia. Uh-huh. 5 show themes in 5 seconds, a clip collage as it were. Can you identify them?
Yeah, we had fun, right, asking people recently, what was your favorite show ever, best TV show ever? Little House on the Prairie won our survey. We did this 2 weeks ago, 5 shows in 5 seconds. It was a hit. We're bringing it back today.
Yes. So, again, the number to call, don't use the text line yet unless we give you leave to do so. You got to call in live to the studio at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. And as we've said before, Havo, tell us what you know. So if you know one of them or 2 of them, we will let you know. Again, if they are in there, not necessarily the position, but we'll let you know. If you say, hey, I know these 2, give us that answer. And again, it's collaborative. You help one another out, and eventually someone, hopefully, Lord willing, will get all five of these.
There you go. So 7-2-3-2-5-5-5, five shows in 5 seconds. Are we ready?
Let's do it.
Here we go. That was 5 shows in 5 seconds. Actually, 4.7. Let's do it again. So, 5 television shows. What are they?
What might they be? If you know one, if you know two, if you know all five, give us a call. 715-723-2555. Pizza is on the line from Sammy's Pizza, London Road, Eau Claire.
You know it's a great prize when you as an announcer go, I would love to win that.
Indeed.
I still remember being at Sammy's a couple years back with you and Paul. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so. Wisconsin's biggest tip jar days.
Yeah.
Should we hear it again?
Yeah, I think we absolutely should. So here we go. Pause the music. Here we go. You got to be sharp. You got to know your TV shows.
715-723-2555. 5 TV show themes there in 5 seconds. Less than 5 seconds. How many can you identify? Give us a call. Even if you only know one, it'll help others. It'll help you eventually as well. 715-723-2555.
First caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. I think I only know one. Maybe right. Arthur.
Maybe Arthur. All right.
And you are correct. One
that
of those
is in
is
there.
Arthur.
Yes. One of my all PBS right. fam. Great yeah. job.
You picked that up. Actually, the initial one I gave Caleb was 5 shows in 8 seconds and had a little longer. So, all right. Good job.
Yes. So that's Arthur the one is in know. There.
All right.
Yep.
7-2-3-2-5-5-5. Hi, what's your guess?
I think one of them is Friends.
Okay.
Okay. So, Friends, are you going to go with anything else? You pick up anything else along the way here?
Somebody just said Arthur.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, so,
that's it.
Friends and Arthur, you've got 2 out of the 5.
Good job.
All right.
Thank you.
We got to keep
us back.
Working.
Yeah.
We need all 5, though.
We need all of you to keep on calling and yes. collaborate. Stop, collaborate, and listen. That's just
good morning.
Kind of the goal of the show.
WIB Wake Up Show. Hi.
Hello. Was one of them Charlie Brown?
Was one of them Charlie Brown? Afraid not. Not Charlie Brown. Think about it. Try it. Call us back. 723-2555. 715, the area code, of course.
Call's drying up a little bit at the moment, so let's go back to 5 shows in 5 seconds. All right, so 5 shows in 5 seconds. We've had a couple of guesses, and we've acknowledged some things already. But
40% done.
Yeah.
2 of the 5.
All right, so can you name those 5 shows in 5 seconds? To the phones we go. Hi. Hi, what's your...
I hear Friends, The Office, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and then someone else said Arthur, so we'll go Arthur.
All right. All right.
Say that again.
So you named 4 there.
Yeah, Friends, The Office, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and Arthur.
All right. You have 4 out of the 5. What's your name? Where you're calling from, by the way?
Jason from Eau Claire.
Jason from Eau Claire. You have 4 out of the 5. And when Mark tested this on me yesterday, I was able to get those 4. I was
That's
not
right.
able to figure out the other
That's
one.
Right. This is the we thought would be the toughest one. Hi. The WIB Wake Up Show. Can you name 5 shows in 5 seconds?
Yeah. Friends, The Office, Family Matters, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Arthur.
Good job. You did it. Well done. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Becky from Altoona.
Becky from Altoona. Have you watched some or all of those shows? Because Family Matters is the one that absolutely
yeah.
tripped me up.
All of them. I grew up in the 90s, so I love Family Matters.
There you go. Well, I was born in 87, but I didn't know what it was.
Good job, Becky. You know, our friend Andrew Paul Nassif from Chippewa Falls, their latest movie, The Greatest Inheritance, the actor who played Urkel in Family Matters is actually in that movie. So people might want to look for that faith-based movie. It just came out in March, so...
Nice. Well, Becky, we're going to send you to Sammy's Pizza with $20 to spend. How about that?
Awesome. Thank you.
Fantastic. Hold the line for us. So, yeah, Havel.
Great job.
One more time.
Yeah.
Here are the 5.
Yeah.
And should we tell people before we play it? Just so then you can be like, oh,
sure.
Okay, now I have some resolution.
Sure.
So, it's Friends, The Office, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Family Matters, and Arthur.
See if you can recognize them. Here we go. All right. We had a lot of fun with it here, and it didn't take quite as long today.
Well done,
Kelly.
Everybody.
Where's my burrito?
Who doesn't enjoy a good wrapped food? Mm. But does it lessen the enjoyment when the wrapping of a burrito or another tasty wrapped treat starts to come apart and the insides get all over your hands? Makes it more difficult.
It can get messy.
That's why engineers have come to the rescue. Engineers from Johns Hopkins University, of all places, typically some pretty smart people go there.
Yeah, they're pretty. Ben Carson worked there for years, right?
Yeah. So, engineering students from Johns Hopkins University have invented an edible adhesive tape to keep burritos and other wrapped foods sealed up during consumption so they don't get all over your hands or your lap. They call their invention,
I love it, Tasty Tape.
Tasty Tape.
I love it. You know, just reading that, it's like, of course, there needs to be a Tasty Tape.
One of the senior engineering students explained, quote, first we learned about the science around tape and different adhesives, and then we worked to find edible counterparts. Mm. I love it.
Yeah, that sounds really good. The team tested a number of ingredients and combinations before settling on a final recipe, which is edible, safe, and has the strength you can trust to hold together a fat burrito. What a great invention.
Is this something that you just like... Now, are they going to sell this to Chipotle and all the other burrito makers? Or is it something where I need to buy my own roll of Tasty Tape and keep it on my person all the time should the need to eat a burrito arise?
And then does it become something that you're asked at the counter, do you want us to tape it for you?
Yeah, right. At Subway, they just say, hey, do you want to cut it in halves or thirds right. or whatever? But do you want that burrito taped? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Because they are applying for a patent. This is the real deal, friends.
Uh-huh.
Team members declined to disclose their secret formula, which they say is, quote, safe to consume.
Huh.
It says tasty in the name, so I hope it does taste good.
Huh. Interesting.
I'll try it for sure.
So it can't just be edible. They're like, it's got to taste good, right?
Well,
it's
why not? Because, I mean, you don't want it to really lessen the taste, your enjoyment of the burrito. So.
It can't taste like a bad burrito.
Tape that bad boy up.
Speaking of taste here, if I can just tag on to this real quick. So we've had some coffee here at the studio. Michelle's gotten one of these Keurigs, and it's the flavor is honey and Madagascar vanilla. And so she just asked me, and to be honest, Michelle usually gets the coffee. I compensate her some. So she's like, do you like that? I'm like, yeah, I've been enjoying it. And she's like, oh, Pat and I decided yesterday, yeah, we don't like it. So then it just triggered this idea in me, like,
you want to defend
when
your
you
coffee
like
choice
something that others are like, yeah, really strongly opposed to. But something we can both agree on is,
where's my burrito?
W-W-I-P. Before I play this comment on the listener line at 396-1670, in recent days, we did share some of the benefits of a cold shower.
Yes, we did. And again, just mental clarity and energy, etc. But it has to be cold. And you're supposed to do it for 30 to 90 seconds.
Okay.
But at least 30 seconds.
Well, somebody maybe got carried away. Let's find out.
Yeah, Caleb and Mark. I don't know which one of you came up with the cold shower deal, but I did it today. 5 minutes. And it was exhilarating.
5 minutes?
I am Superman now. But I prayed before I went under the shower and said, God, I'm going against my better judgment. Like walking up in Teton Mountains in front of a live moose. You guys have a beautiful day, and God bless you. This is Dwayne Mickelson.
Did somebody
Thank
say
you, Dwayne.
Superman?
Oh, man, we said 30 to 90 seconds of a cold shower to start your day, and Dwayne said, I can do it for 5 minutes, fellas.
Wow, that is, check the record book. Outstanding. Well, you will have an exhilarating
day. He also
day.
Followed our tips about how to keep your bananas
yes.
more fresh, longer, and said that works as well, too. So you never know what kind of useful information can come out of this show.
He is getting a lot of helpful hints right here on the WIB Wake Up Show. All right, well, coming across a list, U.S. News and World Report, best places to live in the U.S., 2022-2023. They analyzed the 150 most populated metro areas to find the best places to live. To make the top of the list, a place had to have good value, be a desirable place to live, have a strong job market, and a high quality of life.
And now, again, I think that, of course, small-town America, because that's kind of my heart.
Uh-huh.
So we don't necessarily get surveyed here.
You get short shrift a little bit.
So,
yeah.
But again, I understand. They've got to go with more of the population center. So anyway, my chip one Rice Lake
Milwaukee.
People.
You were born in Milwaukee, right?
Yes, and I'm... No offense, but I'm glad not to live there, too, because I like small town USA.
That's fine.
That's me.
And I married a woman from a even smaller town, Plum City. So, hey, let's do from 20 to 1. Here we go. Melbourne, Florida, the 20th best place to live. Do you have the list in front of you?
Yeah, I do. Washington, D.C. is number 19.
That, I would take issue with that. I mean, it's a nice place to visit. I wouldn't want to live there.
Exactly. And this is the thing. I've loved visiting there. Would not want to live there. No, and especially, man, if you ever go north on I-90, I think it is.
Yeah.
Like through Virginia and stuff. Like all the people who live and work in that area. Traffic, just nuts.
You went to school out east in Ohio. And so, I mean, imagine
yeah, this
you
was
got
even
to the
further
Coast.
East. Yeah,
yeah right.
Wouldn't want to live there.
Number 18, I'm glad I got it. Boston, Mass. Quick story. My wife and I getting to know each other in a study in 97. I was leading the group. My icebreaker question was, what's your favorite city you've ever been to? She said Boston. I said Boston. You had to know at that point we'd get married.
Yeah. Well, and here's my Boston story then.
Yeah.
I know the zip code for Boston, Mass.
Why?
Or at least one of the zip codes. Because it was a send it to Zoom. It was one of those PBS shows. And so it's like 80995 with Colorado Springs, Colorado. It's 02134.
Okay.
When they'd ask for mail back in the days, kids, people asked for snail mail letters on TV shows and radio shows.
Huh.
And they gave the zip code. So I know that Boston, Mass. Is 02134. Useless info.
There you go. What's number 17?
Madison, Wisconsin. Mm. Yes, Wisconsin has made the top 20 best places to live in the USA.
That's the first of two. Grand Rapids, Michigan's number 16.
Number 15, Boise, Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Number 14, Des Moines, Iowa.
I've been there. They have a Chick-fil-A.
The what is the movie? The Field of Dreams, where there's a line like, is this heaven? No, it's Iowa. So.
I feel like we'd hear about it if Texas didn't make the list somewhere. So Austin, Texas is number 13.
All right. Naples, Florida is number 12.
Number 11, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Well,
let's
beautiful.
Get to the top 10 where San Francisco comes in. A little bit of a surprise with that.
We flew into there on our honeymoon.
Uh-huh.
Sure. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
All right.
Yeah.
Number 9,
yep.
Sarasota, Florida.
Number 8 is Portland, Maine.
Okay. Number 7, Arkansas. Fayetteville, Arkansas. Number 7, best places to live in the U.S. according to U.S. News and World Report.
University of Arkansas, right? Number 6, Raleigh and Durham, North Carolina.
Number 5, San Jose, California.
Mm-hmm. Number 3, best place to live.
Number four,
Boulder, Colorado.
And number 3, we are back to the great state of Wisconsin. Number 3 in the U.S. of A, best places to live, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It had to be a football fan who put this together, right?
I love it.
Number 2 is Colorado Springs, where we'll go. That's where Focus and the Family is based.
0995.
I've got a drum roll.
Number 1, best place to live in the U.S., according to U.S. News and World Reports, Huntsville, Alabama.
There you go. Once a sleepy farming town, Huntsville gained national recognition.
Yeah, they call it the Rocket City, right, during the space race. So, Huntsville.
Huh. Who knew?
We're surprised. Now.